This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members. Thank you for your support of Major Spoilers and the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing this episode with a friend as we do some real play gaming of Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Some good times.
Mm-hmm.
And Rodrigo's here.
I am.
And Sam is here.
I am.
D&D Brian is here again.
Hiya.
Matthew is here.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Rob.
Aww.
And Rob is here, sitting right next to me.
You know what, Rob? You always giggle along when he does it to me.
I giggle along when he does it to me.
I know. You were just laughing at it.
So I think we should just all keep mocking Rob, and then we can all be in on the...
Mock.
I'm in on the joke.
Yay. Rob sucks.
Harsh.
Yeah.
Accurate. Real,
that's too mean, Matthew. Too mean.
No, Steven, you don't get to tell me too mean.
Yes,
your
I do.
Too mean sensor is improperly calibrated.
Thanks, thanks there, Brian, or whoever got this for me.
Super stuff.
That'd be me.
Yeah. All right, Rodrigo, let's turn this over to you.
Sidekick. All right, so last time.
On Critical Hit.
This new system is definitely good for one thing.
Well, hopefully it is worth all the money we put into it.
All right. So, yes. What did happen last time?
On Critical Hit.
We fought spiders. Crystal
Lots
spiders.
Of spiders.
This isn't even my island. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
We scooped up crystal spider guts after destroying them and knocking out their boss summoner man person.
I closed a spider hole.
I helped.
Yes.
And it turns out that the guy summoning them is a member of Donesti's heirs.
Yeah, we don't know what the hell that
means.
Yeah,
who what?
So.
Don't be so careful with that word we, young lady.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, we did capture the guy, so we didn't kill him.
That's right.
He's now tied up, thanks to Rob, or thanks to Ket.
Okay. So, well, I thought Little Sparkle tied him up.
Yeah.
Little Sparkle knocked him out.
Oh.
I don't think we really discussed who would have tied him up.
Oh, okay.
I just heard
somebody say tying up.
Oh.
Sure. I'm not like overly aggressive about tying him up. So someone
basically,
else wants to.
Who has the best used rope skill?
Oh,
you had Steven at tying up is what he's saying.
All right. So we'll just open with this guy already being tied. Somebody did it.
Who could it have been?
What? I'll award one extra XP to one of you, and then you'll know. No, I
won't. You keep track of the XP yourself and never tell us how much we have anyways.
No, that's not true. You can look on Roll 20 on our sheet. That's how much XP you have.
Yeah.
In any case... Uh-huh. You've got a tied up unconscious guy.
Who is this guy? What's going on? I think we need some answers. Sakaar?
I would agree.
Donesti's heirs are a group of, I suppose lunatics is probably the appropriate phrase. At a certain point, my associates, the Parliament of Steel, and I had come into possession of a mystic artifact, the Helm of Donestis. And complications ensued, but for some reason, this sect believes that they are the rightful owners of the Helm and the accompanying artifacts, and they apparently have once again come to take them for their own.
Wait, so this was... Donesti's helmet.
Yes.
You guys took it, and now her heirs want them back?
They are not literally her heirs. They are an extremist group at best.
Ah, okay. I thought we'd landed in the middle of some family squabble.
Oh, I won't certainly discount that possibility. In any case, I don't know how much we can learn from him, but we can certainly wake him up.
So who has this helm of Don Estes now?
I presume the Parliament still has it, although the fact that this incursion is taking place on their atoll probably means that that question is up in the air.
What does this helm do?
Mostly, it's a transportation device, which is one of the reasons why we're here. Though I don't know if it would actually be of any use to us.
Is there more battle that we should be concerned about right now?
I believe so, yes.
So, yeah, it should... What are we going to do with this guy?
We could bring him back to that woman that was fighting the other spiders. She might know where to take him to do interrogations, or at least let us know if there's more immediate threats.
Well, the place where she would say to take them is up the mountain.
Okay.
What's up there? The Parliament of Steel?
Yes.
Would that also be where the helm would be?
Hypothetically, yes.
This where and also the dragon's going to be?
One hopes no.
Whose side is the dragon on in all this?
Yes.
The dragon believes he owns the island.
So the dragon is a third party in this entire thing?
Yes.
And the reason you thought it was the dragon was because you weren't expecting these guys.
This is Aratascos Atoll. He has come back many times before attempting to retake it, and we have disabused him of that notion somewhat forcefully.
Why is the island invisible?
To hide it from these guys so they don't steal the helmet.
What better base of operations than an island that no one else can see?
Orm points at Little Sparkle. What she said?
I didn't quite hear what she said.
Doesn't seem to work very well, considering there's a guy who showed up here with a bunch of summoned spiders.
I didn't say it was a good idea.
It worked for quite some time. Bear in mind that this was our base of operations during the initial incursion of the moon creature some years ago. If they're just now finding it.
Well, I guess we're going up the mountain. So Orm goes over to the guy and attempts to lift him up and throw him over his shoulders. Tries again.
Wait a minute. Onto the ropes.
Oh, I forgot.
And, like, his feet come up. You know, like his feet kick up behind him for some reason.
Oh, I forgot.
Allow me.
Whip.
Whip him over the shoulder.
You have one baddie in your inventory.
Yes. Okay. I'll chuck him over my right shoulder so my primary fighting hand is free.
I still have my primary weapon hand out.
Okay.
Lead on, Sakaar. You know where we're going.
I do.
God damn it, Brian.
All right. So you guys follow Sakaar?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. So you guys travel through the forest. And as you travel, you hear more explosions and blasts and glass shattering sounds, which get louder and louder as you move. And eventually you find yourselves on a clearing and basically, you know, starting up the mountain. The mountain itself is also forested, but this is kind of this natural rock bridge that or path that goes up the mountain. And basically the like big chunks of it are missing. They're just like, you know, have fallen to the bottom. And there is a makeshift barricade. And on your side of the barricade is a young woman. Who is a kind of pale brunette in good shape, kind of slight. She's holding a sword on one hand and a wand in the other. And she is wearing some very nice like kind of sturdy leather armor. And basically she is exchanging zaps with something on the other side, like of this natural stone path, which has itself barricaded or has barricaded itself farther up the mountain. Sekar does recognize her.
Ooh. Does she look like a bardic?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Can we see what she's fighting?
No, but you would imagine from the loud, thundery noises that come from the barrage, it's probably a bunch of guys who know similar spells to the guy you were dealing with. Mm-hmm. And they're just, you know, basically laying down fire to either prevent her from going up the mountain or maybe trying to advance or destroy the pathway entirely.
I believe I'll help her defend it.
Okay.
Gonna throw a guy on the ground.
Okay. He is still just mega unconscious.
And you said she is on one side of...
Yep. She's on our side of the fence.
Yes, he is on your side of the barricade.
So she's on
basically
the...
barricade, like, then a significant portion of kind of chunky mountain path, and then another barricade, which is basically just a big boulder.
All right.
And then a lot of, you know, shiny, glowy blasts in between.
All right. I'm going to slide in beside her.
Okay. She clearly had her focus up ahead, so she gasps and about stabs you, but then she doesn't.
Hey, Mary, it's me.
I just realized that.
How many?
At least four.
Are they all summoners?
No, they kind of came with these prepared runes that they lay down, but I think hopefully by this time Xanthippe has gotten all of them.
All right. I've brought friends if she didn't.
Oh. Well, it's nice to meet you all. I'm Amiri. Sekar and I used to work together.
Nice to meet you. And Little Sparkle.
Oh, hello. Yep, she goes, hello, and then like immediately whips over and starts zapping back at those guys.
Can we help you take these guys out?
Oh, that would be excellent. Unfortunately, there are no other paths this way. We actually collapsed our only other way up to take out a bunch of those crystal things. So maybe not the smartest move on our part, I will admit, but we didn't expect these guys to make their way up the mountain so fast. They tend to be kind of, you know, wizardy types, and we didn't expect them to be able to hike up a mountain. Entirely our fault. We should have figured on that. They make potions for that sort of thing nowadays.
Is it something that we can zap to?
Somewhere we can zap to? No, I don't think so. We are, the only way I can see of doing this is some kind of charge, which would be very dangerous. Or because even any sort of, even if we had the capabilities, any sort of aerial assault would be out. All these guys are all firepower. So actually moving along the ground, since they have to arc their attacks over their barricade, that would actually give us a better chance. They're kind of just firing blind, but all of their attacks are at least, you know, 15 feet in diameter.
Is there any air support coming?
Nope. Unfortunately, one of our members is clearing the beach. Another member is inside the central chamber holding up a force field to keep the guys from getting in there. And another of our members is actually right at the front door trying to prevent them from taking down the force field. So we're spread pretty thin. I'm trying actually to meet up with them now.
Is there only the four of you on the island?
Mm-hmm.
So a charge, you say?
That's the only thing I can see.
Fortune favors the stupid.
Well, that's always hard for us.
I could try to slip around behind them before you guys make your crazy charge.
It is a ways, and you'd have to climb a lot.
What if I use Trailblaze?
Ha!
The ritual?
Yes.
To remove all the twigs from the way?
Basically to move the obstacles and anything, rocks, whatever, out of our way, so it's just a straight path to these guys.
Oh, the path is straight. Like, there's some holes there. I'm sure Trailblaze would help bring those holes together.
I thought you said there were rocks and boulders blocking our path between them and the other people.
Now, there's one boulder that they're behind. What's blocking our path is the death that's raining from above.
Okay.
And it's not technically blocking it. I think they would be more than happy for us to walk into it.
Did we have a chance to spend healing surges?
Yes. Presumably where a guy was being tied up.
You don't have any way to give us bonuses to that, do you?
I actually haven't ever used any healing
fixtures
during the fight.
That would just make us use any healing surge. I guess you could use the healing admixture to heal one of us and then pull the healing surge away, which would give us extra because you used
12 extra hit points.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Okay.
Too complicated.
Well, it's, you know, usually that's like during combat that applies, but, you know, If he didn't use them at all, there's a certain degree of adrenaline, of gaming too. That I'm like, it doesn't matter. You guys have enough healing surges.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now, if you use them during the fight and you expend that resource, then you get the extra D6 or whatever or however much. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like it's using that as part of the fight. Means that Randus is expending his resources so you don't have to. Using them after the fight just kind of it's essentially it's using the exact same stuff and getting an additional D6 out of it.
It's part of the reason 2D6 why
or however many.
Yeah. Like death checks and regeneration just ends at the end of combat.
Plus, I don't think anyone has run out of healing surges yet. So
it's the yet that makes it funny.
Sure. All right. So everybody spend surges?
Yep.
Yep.
They were going to? Okay. Let's move back to this thing.
All right.
So what do you guys do?
I'm willing to do the charge.
Sure.
As am I.
Cat?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what this sounds like?
The skills.
What does it sound like?
This sounds like something that would be a challenge to our skills.
Who wants to have their face be the thing?
Sakaar. He's charging first.
Yeah. This is his fault.
It is. He's the one who brought us here.
Yes.
But think of the fun that you'll have.
Attacked by crystal spiders.
Which we took care of in no time at all.
All right.
It did take us like less than 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let's roll initiative.
That's right.
Still not first.
Yeah.
Steven rolled half as well as you did and is only two spaces behind you.
Oh, my last. Oh, no, Ket's last.
Yeah. Ket is going to be last 90% of the time.
Holy crap, I'm first?
Hey, you're the one leading the charge.
Makes sense. No, what did Sakaar get?
33.
Okay.
I got my Karbic Justice for making fun of your initiatives last time.
Nice. What did Little Sparkle get?
24.
Okay. Cat?
Last, 18.
Randus.
28 with a nat 20.
Boom.
Ooh. And Orym.
26. Not
with a
last.
10. I rolled the same number you did.
Go, Team Critter.
Ket is not fast.
And we will say this is the top of the round.
See, I told you Sakaar was going first.
You did?
Yeah. Well, you made fun of me when I said it was fun to be right, so.
All right. So, you guys get, basically, Sakaar charges up the mountain. as presumably do the rest of you, and, mm-hmm. or you get the rest of you follow in some manner.
Yes.
Object is to get to the top of the mountain and possibly, depending on how well you guys are doing, disable the people that are blasting at you.
Yeah.
Emiria is with you and she will give you a skill challenge ability of essentially skipping one failure. So if you roll and you fail, you don't get to roll again or anything. You just get to pretend like that failure didn't happen. She'll basically save your bacon once.
And then you go to the next person in the turn order?
Then, yeah, you go normally to the next person in turn order.
Who all burned an action point during the combat? Just me?
Not me.
I did not.
I also did.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's looking pretty good for you guys as far as that goes, but we've seen that fail before.
It's true.
Yep.
Team Magic especially has on account action. On the massive DC.
Team Magic does have the action points.
Team Run and Stab had to use their action points.
Yep. So they could run and or stab.
That's okay. Team Run and Stab also has things that let them roll two dice to do things.
That's true.
So, speaking of Team Run and Stab, let's start with Sakaar.
Okay, so I have a power called Mighty Sprint that allows me to do a thing, but it also gives me a power bonus to athletics checks during part of that move. Can I use that at part of this athletics check since I'm sprinting mightily?
Yep.
Yay! I like cheese.
Hooray!
Hooray! La 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 la. Sakaar is going to run and run and run like a constipated wiener dog.
Okay.
And try and find a place that he can hold.
Sounds good. Roll it.
I should probably roll a d20 rather than a d10.
Yes.
43.
Wow, that is a nat 20.
Holy crap, it's a nat 20.
You did roll one d20 and kept one. but that works anyway.
I only needed
whatever works.
that's saying something right there. Is like, oh, I get to roll two. Bam! I'm only rolling one.
Yeah, because I'm Matthew.
Well, that's a success. You guys see that man run faster than you've ever seen him run before, and you've seen him haul across a battlefield. He is a man possessed. Like. Which also means that he's basically just like, it's like presumably, you know, as his regular role, he was probably going to be like protecting you guys as these blasts came down. you're going to have to catch him if you want his protection. Mm-hmm. So next up,
Team
is
Run and Stab decided to run.
All right. So seeing Sakaar just book it up there. I'm guessing that all the guys lobbying the thunderous death upon us wasn't expecting the quickness. And so the shots that they led, led too
He's
much.
He's past those, yes.
Yes. Largely leaving me having to take the brunt of this. So at least I'm somewhat resistant to thunder damage.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's still going to be a lot of it I'm going to have to deal with running up there to try to catch up with him. So endure to get up there.
That sounds right.
Good call.
And I'll use my belt of endurance to make it an at 20.
Okay.
Daily magic item.
It is an impressive sight to see someone run faster than you've ever seen him run before, followed by see someone take more damage than you've ever seen them take. Just
slowly, casually walks through.
Yeah, there's definitely this thing where like Randus is just like running, and you see two blasts just converge on him. And you're like, well, he's at least that kid's bloody.
We lost Rand. But,
yeah.
Oh,
but it was like the dust settles, and he's still going.
He just walks right through it.
Yes.
Sometimes you're the windshield, and sometimes you're the.
It's like somebody's gonna have to like help get his goggles like off of his. His face afterwards, but he's okay. That's gonna take us to Orym.
Orym's gonna take a different approach, and his eyes flicker, and he blinks out and face steps using Arcana to Sakaar's location.
Okay, roll it.
38.
38 is a success.
Excellent. Blink, blunk. Hello, Sakaar.
Yep. You guys are doing very well.
Master Rivendorn.
Hi.
Oh, hey, Randus.
Which takes us to Little Sparkle.
Little Sparkle, well, having observed these guys, mostly Sakaar, since he kind of ran, but also a little bit of Randus, since he cleared a path, and now she knows where damage is coming, try to make an acrobatics check to get up there, dancing around to avoid getting hit as much as possible.
Okay, roll it.
26?
26 is not going to do it.
Yep, always natural it is then.
Okay, and that's an encounter, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Which Ouch. Will bring me up to a robust 28.
That is still not going to do it.
Aww.
But don't you get to roll twice for athletics and acrobatics?
I do.
Or did you not take that?
I don't have that feat.
Mm. Okay.
At least what feat is it that allows Sakaar to do that?
Agile athlete.
Pretty sure I don't have that. Let me double check. No, I do not.
Okay. All right. Basically, Little Sparkle runs up. I mean, you still have an action point. Oh, do you have an action point?
No, I used it in the combat.
So that's going to be a failure unless you want to cash in your bard.
I mean, I'd say might as well cash in the bard now unless we want to save it for later.
Well.
We're doing pretty well.
It's kind of six of one, half a dozen of the other at this point. I mean, we're going to be able to ignore a failure.
Right.
Fair enough.
We just get four failures, so.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Then we can save it.
You're going to save it? All right. So, Little Sparkle, basically, these guys are running forward and the blasts start raining down, so she decides to basically start fluttering and hopping kind of up the wall at, like, as these, you know, on top of these rocks that are sticking out. And clearly somebody on the other side of that boulder sees her and essentially blasts at her and basically moves her into a corner where she's just kind of in there, like getting blasted at.
Hmm.
Next up is Ket.
All right. Watching all of my friends get through this and kind of learning where they're dropping shots since they can't entirely see what's going on, I'm going to use my insight to anticipate where shots are going to be dropped and avoid those places.
I will allow it.
29.
29 when I'll do it.
Oh, action point.
Okay.
Ouch. Wow.
That's a nat one.
Okay.
Good.
That is a failure.
Now I think maybe it's time to cash in our bard.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes, Ket is like, all right, so they're leading them this much. They're doing this stuff. They're doing all this thing. And he starts running, and he knows exactly where these blasts are going to fall. And then he just totally just falls into a hole because he was worried about the blasts and not about the terrain. And basically, as he's falling through, a hand comes down and just like pulls him up, which means that basically now Ket and Namiri are out in the open and Little Sparkle's up in a corner as the rest of you are running forward. That gets us to the top of the round. And it is to Sekar.
What was the last thing used?
Insight.
Insight?
Yeah.
So I can't do athletics again, and I can't do insight.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I figured insight was a fairly safe one for you.
Yeah, appreciate that. You didn't hose me. I like that.
Actually, I think most of my good skills are fairly safe ones for you.
Okay. Remembering my failure when we were falling down the hill of rocks some time ago. This is a more natural nature than that unnatural nature. So the nature of this nature should be more natural to me.
That's right. In fact, you've often practiced in this nature.
This nature is practically my second home.
It's even so, second nature, you would say.
And because of that second nature with the natural nature, I am going to use the nature.
And roll acrobatics.
Roll history. Yes.
And then it's an acrobatics check.
So yes. What exactly are you trying to do? Are you using your primal powers to do something?
I am trying to use my primal powers to assist Little Sparkle on getting down from her perch to a safer place.
Okay.
A safer place. Perch is probably, well, it might be. I don't know. She.
I like it.
Yep.
All right. So I am going to coax her down off her perch with a treat or something.
Okay. Roll it.
Okay. I'm going to roll it. 31.
31 is a success.
All right. Because of the nature.
That's right.
Yes.
Sekar reaches out to the familiar spirits of this island and basically will say that you guys remember Sekar's like teleport, right? Where he like basically shoots into the ground and pops out somewhere else. Like that happens to Little Sparkle and she pops out basically right in front of you guys.
Sweet.
Earth stride.
Nice.
Yep. That puts us to Randus.
Chose a bad time to refresh. All right. So I'm pretty much getting up there to the crowd. I think basically I'm just going to start trying to unload with the most biggest flashy bangy things. Trying to basically scatter our forces, make it easier for everyone else to pick them out, wipe them out. Also, maybe get distractions to help Little Sparkle sneak around and be all stabbitified with. So, Arcana to blow stuff up.
Okay, Arcana to blow stuff up.
All right. Ah.
Crap.
All right, 24
total. 24
is a failure.
Probably we'll spend an action point.
Okay. You guys do get an action point at the end of this anyway.
Yep, that's a better number with 39.
That is a better number. 39 is a success.
Yay.
So Aurum still has an action point to spend?
Yep, I do.
So. So we'll say that, as is often the case with Randus, his idea malfunctions spectacularly sometimes exactly to your advantage. So basically, Randus is, as he's running, he's putting together some kind of like mystically charged, you know, flashbang rocket kind of thing. Which then
rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which he doesn't let go of on time, and it actually shoots him over the boulder. So he's going to find himself way past you guys on the other side of the enemy, but, you know, potentially in a situation to do something good out of it. So Randus is through.
God.
Aurum.
Taking a look at my surroundings, I'm going to employ my chameleon's mask and blend into the background to try to use stealth to move around to where Randus potentially landed.
Okay.
And as we discussed before, on skills challenges, this is a stealth check, but I roll Arcana instead.
Yep.
And that's a 37.
37 will do it.
And so Orm just kind of slides back into the brush. And then slides out of the brush next to Randus. He
sneaks by.
Hi, Orm.
Dun, 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 see the Simpsons dun, clip of Homer stepping into the bush.
Just yep. Fly casual.
Great image. Love the fact that you've locked Little Sparkle out of her other best ability.
Sorry. That's okay. That means she gets to lock me out of my next best ability.
All right.
My best ability is actually history, and I don't think I could get away with. I remember this one time we were being attacked.
Yeah.
I think we've shown that
definitely can. So it is the Little Sparkle.
If anyone could do that.
You can let me know if this will work. I'm going to try using basically my Kenku ventriloquism ability to imitate, you know, distract the people who are shooting at us to make it hard to tell what is being fired at and where she is. So a combination of like, hey, you got me, to make them think that like they just hit her in a certain area. But then also like as she moves, like echoing the guy that we downed before, it's like, wait, no, don't shoot. It's me. As she tries to make a bluff check to help her get through.
Sounds great.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Told you.
Yeah, sorry, Kat.
Oh, no.
Luckily,
no.
That's another botch.
Wait. I have a separate reroll for bluff.
Nice.
So I rolled a nat one. I'm going to try to get something acceptable in the two. Skill challenge.
Hold on.
Yeah, Kat has some.
Empathic read.
Yes.
Go ahead and reroll that again.
Yeah!
Yay! Yeah! There we go. That's a 12. Thank you.
Third time's all the right. Charm.
All right. So, yes. Basically, that is a success, by the way. Little Sparkle is, she's like, she sounds, you know, just like that guy who was like yelling at Sekar earlier and you guys beat up. Is like, no, don't shoot, I'm over here. Also, these guys are illusions. Also, like, there's a dragon behind you. Like, she just gets, like, really caught up with it. And, like, she just gets, like, this quick, like, you know, like, fingers to the eyes from Ket. Like, just, like, focus, because you're just a big target right now. And she's like, oh, yeah. You know, if you think that's reasonable for the character.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Ket, because the last time this happened, I believe I failed twice, and then you gave me that ability, and then I failed the third time. So
we're improving.
Yes.
Ket's an ace with that one. He saved our bacon in the Palace of Carnage.
Yeah, yes. He's done great things with that. Or other people have done great things with that.
Yes. That's how Ket works.
Yeah, no, it is. All right, well, you are one away from victory, and it is to Ket.
Is there any way I can get this to be one away from victory with Brian?
No, there isn't. If you fail, then it'll be to Sekar, which would in and of itself be the, you know,
a
different kind of failure, really.
Well, it would be thematically appropriate, right? Because it's kind of his thing.
Oh,
I mean, for him to make the final roll of the skill,
yes,
or of the challenge.
But don't feel you have to set me up.
Yes. Oh, I'm not planning on it.
But he might.
Yes. What is my my intimidate is terrible. My intimidate's not that bad.
Is it not that bad enough?
What are you locked out of? Bluff and...
I'm locked out of bluff and insight. Mm-hmm. However, beguiling tongue works for diplomacy, so...
There are no horses.
Ha! Callback.
Yes.
Basically, I'm going to do my typical field commander thing. I've got, what, three people behind the line now?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to, you know, guide those Randus, Sekar, and Orm into taking out the people that are back there. You know, it's like, we're getting hit from here, here, and here. Take out the furthest, you know, this one first. And I'm going to tell Emiri, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And little Sparkle, where we need to go, since I've already mapped out where the blasts are usually coming from or coming at.
Sounds good. Roll it up.
And I'm going to be activating two abilities with this. Got Beguiling Tongue, which will give me a +5 to the check. And then I'm going to use the Star Ruby Ring. When I make a charisma-based skill check during a skill challenge, I can roll twice and take the better result.
What is the...
Minor action, free action.
Okay, sounds good. You read my mind.
That'll be a 37.
Okay. So, Ket is possibly magically, but maybe just out of pure awesomeness, like, kind of like lit by like this light from between the trees as he like brilliantly guides everyone. And basically by the time little Sparkle, Emiri, and him make it to the other side of the boulder, the other three guys have already beaten up the like handful of Don Estes' heirs that are there. They have also already tied them up, so who knows who did it.
And I get 15
the ones in the
temporary
steel cable is mine.
Yes. Oh, they're gone.
Yes.
The one who's wrapped up.
You guys make it to the other side of the boulder.
Okay.
Yay.
Oh, man. All I can see is the other side of the boulder.
Bear went around the boulder.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. All right. So we're around the boulder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a handful of unconscious dudes, which we have tied up off panel.
Yep.
So now we can continue up the mountain.
Yes.
Further. Towards the thing.
Yeah.
Do we see any additional threats?
No, there's no one immediately here. Emiri looks at you guys and nods and just like, wow, that was pretty good. Good job, everybody.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So here's what I think we should do next. Gibkin is up the mountain holding the line in front of the temple by himself. So if you guys want to go help him, that would be great. There is an entrance here up ahead that I can take to get into the main chamber. Hopefully none of those guys have found it, and then I can help our wizard maintain the force field so that he doesn't have to essentially run out of wizard juice. I don't know how wizards work.
All right.
Sounds like a workable plan.
Hmm.
Okay. Be careful, because when there aren't other people around, or when there aren't any allies around, Gibkin can kind of lose control. So just be careful as you approach.
What do you mean by that?
I'm sure Sakaar will explain. And she like opens a hatch and then dives through.
Hmm.
He can be impulsive.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And of course, as a dragonborn, impulsive can also, you know, involve puncture wounds and stabbing wounds and other types of wounds. Mm-hmm. So
you go first and say hi so he doesn't set us all on fire?
We'll see if he feels the need to set me on fire. Let us continue.
Hey, at least you're, you know, immune to fire, right?
I'm not immune to fire.
Him. He's the one going first.
And shall we?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
We continue.
Okay. You guys continue up the mountain, and basically the path continues to snake, but because of the way that it turns, you can kind of see down into where the entrance to this main temple is. And it is, in fact, there's just this large kind of dome-shaped building. It's got, it's made out of white stone, which does not seem to be native to this island. It is carved with intricate runes. And then basically there's the building and then a platform made of the same stone with some steps that the building is in. And basically forming this circular platform and then essentially using that circular platform as a base, there's this green glowing translucent dome around it. When you look down at the area where this is taking place, you see several people. They're all humans, dressed in the same way as that other one, kind of these like slightly fancier than they should be, kind of padded armors with togas over them. All of them seem to have wands. And as well as a slight variation on the spiders. Basically, these are kind of humanoid crystal creatures. They're just kind of like little stocky guys. And they're essentially taking shots at this dragonborn. So he is... this just like bright green, like dragon headed man. He's got hide armor and he has, he's holding a great sword, like a nice, clearly enchanted great sword. And as basically as all of these guys close in on him, he's standing right in front of the entrance, which is right now protected by a force field. You see him basically throw his arms up in the air, like holding a sword, and he screams, and it is so loud. It's so insanely loud. You guys can hear it all the way from where it is, and it hurts your ears. And this, all of these little fire creature looking guys appear around him. They, as he continues to scream, they climb into his mouth. And his eyes open super wide and they are glowing really bright. He takes his sword and still screaming, starts spinning around and basically turns into this insane spinning tornado of rage. And as these guys continue to shoot at him and he starts like essentially Tasmanian deviling towards them.
Yeah, I see what you mean about approach with caution.
It is impressive, though.
Wait.
Wait for that to die down a bit, I guess.
Oh, they will almost certainly blast them to death if you guys wait. Oh,
okay, we should probably get in there then.
Yeah. Let's rush in.
All right.
Fine.
All right. Seems to have worked let's so follow. Far.
So... here's another fight.
Yay. All right, before we get to that fight, I know this was a shorter episode this week. Before we dive into another fight, why don't we take a quick break this week, and we will be back next time to see how this fight plays out, and either we will succeed or we won't. It's one of those two options.
Typically.
Let's hope that all of our dice rolls are critical hits, and until next time, here's hoping your dice rolls are also critical hits.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.